Praise be Jesus and Mary. We have the great joy of celebrating the feast of the presentation of Our Lady. And this has old roots, you know, patristic tradition, the fathers of the church, and also a church built by St. Helen in the 4th century, dedicated to the entrance of the Most Holy Mother of God in Palestine, tell us that this has ancient roots, and it also confirms oral tradition, which says that Our Lady was presented by her parents at the age of 3 in the temple, where she lived and served until her marriage to Saint Joseph. What is this feast all about, really? To understand, I think, the grandeur of this feast, one way to do so is to understand what the temple really meant for the ancient Jews. We have to remember that salvation history is true history, and it took place in time and space. And the notion of sacred space is really key to understand what the temple meant. Now, if you go back to the book of Genesis, Eden was the sacred space par excellence. It was a place of worship and communion with God. So for the ancient Jews, the cosmos was a macro temple where they worshiped and had communion with God. So the flip side is, the temple, when it was built, represented and had representations of the cosmos as well. So if you read the book of Kings again, notice, during the building of the temple, the ornaments that were used. And also notice one other very interesting fact. So read the book of Kings, and it says that the building of the temple took 7 years. Then it was dedicated on the 7th month in a festival of 7 days. And it climaxed by a prayer of 7 petitions by Solomon. 7. What does that remind you of? The creation of the cosmos in Genesis. Right? So, in other words, what does this all mean? It means that the temple is a new Eden. It was the new sacred space for communion and worship with God. So with the presentation of Our Lady, who enters this new Eden? The new Eve, who was being prepared for the fullness of time, when with the new Adam, they will bring and usher in a new creation. And this new creation is effected today in the sacred space of the liturgy. So Our Lady's presentation in the temple spurs us on to renew our dedication and also our participation in the liturgy, where it is the new creation is effected. You know, it's very interesting. The church urges all the faithful to active participation in the liturgy. And the Latin word for active is actuosa. Now, John Paul II, in explaining the maternal mediation of Our Lady, uses the same word, actuosa, active mediation. And that word implies a very personal and deep participation, but also a very personal activity. No one can replace our personal effort in adoring God. It's a very personal act. And Our Lady, through her personal mediation, helps us to orient our lives towards God. And it's really that Godward orientation that informs our minds and shapes our hearts, making them more and more like Christ. So let's celebrate this feast of the presentation of Our Lady by renewing our own dedication and our own participation into that great mystery, that new creation that the new Eve and the new Adam has brought today. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Fructum ventris tui.